I'm Sarah Whitman, and this audio is entitled A History of Trouble. For centuries, dogs have co-evolved with humans as friends, protectors, co-workers, and companions. The proverbial man's best friend has an ancient history of working, lounging, and dining alongside humans. They only began eating commercial pet foods around the beginning of the 20th century. Before the pet food industry developed, canines ate meats, organs, bones, blood, and plant matter from their prey. They scavenged for local food sources. These longtime human companions ate items local humans consumed, including different varieties of meats, vegetables, and more. Now, many kinds of commercial pet foods are artificial. Nutrients are often stripped off and sprayed back on in artificial versions. Artificial colors and flavors are added to increase palatability, and often questionable ingredients are combined into a fully processed product. With this new industry comes a new set of risks. Ideally, recalls occur before any illnesses arise. However, in many cases, pets fall ill before problems are caught, and their illnesses and the pet owner's reports are the cause of subsequent recalls. The Food and Drug Administration has an entire webpage devoted to current and past recalls. Problems can occur in human-grade foods as well. However, pet foods are currently not held to the same standards as human-grade foods, thereby increasing the risk. Here are some risks found in pet food. Chemicals. Accidental incorporation of chemicals can occur. For example, in 2007, laboratories in New York found the drug aminopterin in their tested pet foods. That same year, a massive recall occurred when melamine, an industrial chemical, was incorporated into pet food, resulting in numerous deaths. More recently, in 2018, several items were recalled due to the presence of the euthanasia drug pentobarbital. Similar instances have occurred over the years and around the world. For example, in 1993, researchers from the Koret School of Veterinary Medicine in Israel investigated the introduction of lasalacid, a drug produced by strains of the Streptomyces lasaliensis bacteria, into dog food. Researchers concluded lasalacid was the cause of neuromuscular toxicosis in 10 dogs, and toxicosis was confirmed in 4 other dogs. Dogs who had ingested the drug experienced lower motor neuron deficit and required close monitoring and supportive therapy in order to begin recovery. Byproducts. Commercial pet foods often contain ingredients rejected from the human food supply. An example includes 4D meats, meats from dead, dying, diseased, or disabled animals. Other items rejected from the human food supply but used in pet food include grain middlings, peanut shells, corn stalks, mill sweepings, and more. Cross-contamination. Here, harmful substances work their way into food through manufacturing equipment or other means. After the 2007 melamine recall, for example, additional pet foods were recalled due to potential cross-contamination from equipment used during the melamine contamination period. The human food supply is far from perfect, but food accepted into the human food supply requires a closer inspection, higher quality, and stricter standards than pet food. It is up to pet owners to take control of their companion animal's health. And one way to do this is by serving food with less risk of contamination, cross-contamination, and other problems. I hope you've enjoyed this audio, and you can always visit dogfoodcoach.com for more.